This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. As we kick off this new year, our HPR news team is focused on trash. And this morning, Bill Dorman, our news director, is here to talk about a series of stories that we'll be bringing you over the next 2 weeks. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Yeah, you know, about 5 years ago, we took a look around the islands at the conditions of Opala around the islands, basically, which islands were facing filling landfills, which were doing different things about them. And so 5 years later, we went back. And the idea of what's changed. Landfills are, of course, edging further toward capacity. They do. Some choices have been made on different islands. Others are still pending. It's really a different story on each major island, and we have reporters going into more details on that. Ashley Mizuo spent a lot of time on the west side of Oahu. Casey Harlow went to Maui. Ryan Finnerty, both the east and west sides of the Big Island. And Ku'uwehi Hiraishi went to Kauai, where the county has just taken over the management of the one landfill on island in Kekaha. Noe Tanigawa talked with some of the zero waste folks, others who've looked at other island communities dealing with trash. And while it's true that each island has its different situations, different challenges, there are some shared challenges as well. And a big part of that is recycling. 5 years ago, even 3 years ago, China was a huge market for recycled material all over the world, metal, glass, plastic, everything. That changed its policy. It was 2 years ago this month that it stopped taking plastics and a lot of other material as well. Up to that point, China had taken roughly half of the world's recycled material. I mean, you think
that's
about
astounding.
It. Isn't that astounding? And basically, it got shut down. And so you had these ripple effects that stretched all around the world, and including to here in Hawaii. And so for us, on each island, there used to be a business, some money to be made, contracting with the counties to take the recyclable material, ship it to Asia. But after China announced its policy changes, other Asian countries, Malaysia, Indonesia, Philippines, they changed their policies as well. So they are much more selective now about what they will take as recycled material. Greg Goodale is the chief of the Solid Waste Division of Hawaii County's Department of Environmental Management, and he talked with Ryan Finnerty about the impact of this shift.
Primarily, it's the change in the global recycling markets that a lot of the people that are traditional buyers of these materials just aren't taking the materials, or either have a glut, meaning they just have too much of a lot of these items, or they want materials that are far cleaner than what are coming in by a lot of the programs that are selling these materials to them. In our case, you know, instead of actually buying the materials from our contractor was having to pay a lot of money to these guys just to essentially take the material. So it was a big loss for them.
Yeah, so you're not only removing a financial inducement for recycling, but from a business perspective, as you said, it turns a modest profit into a certain loss. And that idea of readjusting to assumptions that people make. That's a theme with a lot of government policies, but certainly in terms of dealing with waste, that's true around the islands, and you're seeing that in different ways on different islands.
Yeah, I think I recall doing an interview with a recycler in my neighborhood, and he said that he was having to send his containers to Vietnam.
Yeah. And again, even these countries further down that chain of development are starting to say, well, wait a minute, this is not sort of a race to the bottom of we don't want to take this as well. So that idea of pushback from different countries is something that's grown. And that's not the only change. Since, you know, you take the clock back 5 years, you know, hands up for listeners out there who got something from Amazon over the last couple of months. You know, that's really changed the world in terms of the cardboard boxes alone. But also think about this, the packaging inside those Amazon boxes. How many little plastic pillows and sort of single-use items are in there? You know, trash basically is one of those items that can sometimes go under the radar. People take it for granted that it's going to be, it's like flipping on the light switch and the power is going to come on. You dump out the trash and it's going to go away and it's going to go somewhere and it's going to be fine. It's like infrastructure maintenance. It's kind of a hidden issue for a lot of people until it's not. And it is a form of infrastructure issue. It's, and just like climate change now is part of various conversations from development to economic change, trash can go in the same category. So when you talk about things, for example, another change from 5 years ago, about 5 years of visitor arrival records.
Yes. Yeah,
2014, 8.3 million visitors, right? That was a record. Now for 2019, expected to break 10 million. And I'm not dumping on the tourism and hospitality industry here. I'm just saying that that is something to absorb. And just as there are impacts in other areas of the community, there are impacts on generation of trash.
Yeah, it's interesting because I know I've been noticing garbage on my street and was just wondering, gosh, why is there all this rubbish out there? And then come to find out these folks might be, using their units in, as vacation rentals. So they've got more trash than you normally see.
And that's that idea of that it is a thread to a lot of other stories is something that within this series, different reporters getting a chance to get into some deeper conversations about this. And it really touches also on ways of thinking about this. So, you know, on Oahu, it's sort of too easy to say, oh, well, that'll just go to H power. That's fine. You know, the reduction in the waste stream is something, and you're seeing this, the plastic bag ban, other policy initiatives have had an effect on this, but it really also touches on individual behavior. A lot more to come over the next couple of weeks on this, but some interesting story threads.
Okay. All right. We'll look forward to it. We've been talking with Bill Dorman, HPR's news director, about trash and recycling stories that you will be hearing about over the next 2 weeks.